It was kitchen and two bathrooms.
Okay. How long did the project go?
About 5 months. We lived there during the whole renovation. They put up a dust wall for the kitchen renovation. We lived in one side of the house, essentially, while they did the kitchen. And then we moved and picked up and moved the master bedroom contents to the other side of the house. And then they did the master bath. So we shifted to the other side of the house while they did
that. We called it our studio apartment while they worked on the kitchen part.
Right.
That was the worst part.
5 months, huh?
5 months, yes. So it was a long process. But what was amazing to me that Brad and Christine and Bill, how they made it comfortable for us was the weekly meetings. I had no expectations. I had no idea how this would work. But they made it really comfortable for us by having the weekly meetings where they check in with us and say, how are we doing? And this was a great process where we had the opportunity to say, what's working, what's not working, here are our problems, here are our concerns. Every week we had this opportunity to lay it all out and say, you know, we want to do this differently. We want to change this. We think there's an opportunity to make something work a little better for us. And so this was an amazing process.
Now, describe the home before they came and what it was like after they left. I mean, it's by Shadow Mountain. You're probably a 30-year-old home.
Actually, it's a newer home. It was built in 95.
Okay. I can't even picture that subdivision.
And the home we bought, we didn't buy new, was actually a model. And so within the model, everything, it was white on white. White tile, white grout, white cabinets in every room, bathrooms and kitchen. So we wanted to take it out of the white on white era and bring it into something a little more colorful and modern.
We had drop boxes and soffits with fluorescent lighting. This was supposed to be an energy efficient home, so they had fluorescent lights throughout. Now, the problem with that is it made it look like a 1985 home because of all the soffits and what have you to give it the fluorescent lighting. And so we blew all that out, put in the can lights as a part of the renovation in each one of the rooms. And so it really modernized the look from the lighting at the ceiling level all the way down to the floor. Changed the flooring in some of the rooms, including cabinets and fixtures and surfaces it throughout. So it was an amazing process.
Now describe the home now that it's over. And, you know, you said everything's white on white. Well, what are some of the finishes now internally?
The bathrooms, you know, it's an overused term, but a spa bathroom, travertine countertops, travertine floors, cherry wood cabinetry, integrated sinks, nice new modern faucets. So it's a really cool modern design where we were allowed a lot of input into the process, and our decisions and our design taste was really respected and brought into the whole theme of the home.
To the little things. Brad comes in when the countertops are going in and he notices small imperfections and he says, hey, we've got to buff that out. We have to take care of that scratch. We've got to make sure that all these little tiny details are being taken care of.
So the house shows today as something that's updated and modern. With the economy the way it is, you have your choice of you can try and sell your house or you can spend money to fix it up. Well, I'm of the mindset, why would I spend the money to fix it up for somebody else? Why aren't I spending the money to fix it up for us? So that's what we decided to do. Instead of moving, we were going to make it the way we wanted it to be.
Okay, so you lived in the home for 5 months while it was going on. You had the dust barrier between the two.
Yeah.
The whole time this was going on, how did you feel your privacy was respected from the work crews and all the contractors and all their subcontractors?
They had rules of conduct for the contractors from the get-go. So they trained all of their subs to handle themselves a certain way. Ring the doorbell whenever you come onto premises, and then go around back to the rear entrance, which is how our home was configured in terms of getting into the house. So they would all follow the process. If anyone took a misstep and didn't follow the process, they wanted us to tell them immediately so that they could correct their subs and make sure that they did follow it the next time. And so having all the subs know how to conduct themselves from how they enter the premises to how they clean up after themselves and make sure that everything is left clean behind them every time, consistently, every time they enter the home is just a great thing for us because we're meticulous and we expect people who enter our home to be meticulous as well. And that was always followed.
So when you think remodel, you think mess and upheaval. And Brad did a very good job of making us feel comfortable about control of the mess and making the upheaval, you know, as controllable as possible, given the circumstances.
I would say it was nothing short of amazing. To see these guys come in, the subs, who I'm sure that they deal with general contractors who have much lesser standards than Brad. And they come in and they've got brooms and they're sweeping up all the little crumbs that are produced when they're sanding and grinding and cutting and doing all the things that they do. And they did a great job every day.
And when we screened BC Renovations for this job, because we looked at several contractors, general contractors for this, one of the things that Brad reinforced with us is we will respect your privacy and the weekends are yours. We don't work on weekends and we don't want you to be disturbed on weekends, so you can have your time and we can have our time. And we appreciated that. So we always knew that weekends were free and we always knew the schedule. It was updated and posted every week and communicated very clearly. So when contractors were going to be in our home, we knew that ahead of time.
After living in the home, how long has the project been completed?
Since October.
Having been in the home now 5 months with the completed home, and you had said earlier you were in the mindset of, why would I fix it up for someone else to live here? What is it now like living in the home now that the project's done?
It's like it's been ours the whole time. It's a natural fit. It fits the design. The workmanship fits with the rest of the house. It's seamless. If you were to walk in the house, you would think it was built last year instead of in 1995. And that's what we were going for. That's why we did a kitchen and two baths at the same time, so that everything had the same look and it wasn't disjointed looking when it was done.
And the workmanship holds up, the fit and finish, everything works as well today as it did when they walked out. So we have had no comebacks, as they say. They haven't had to come back once to make any repairs. Everything is working well.
Now that we've been in the home 5 months, it's completely seamless to us. It's like the home was built this way. It's like the home is a year old to us.
Anyone else that would be looking for a remodeler, what would your advice to them be?
My advice to anyone looking to remodel a home would be to understand what you want and understand what you'd like to do to your home, and then look for a contractor that you think will fit your needs. Is privacy on the weekends important to you? Do you want to have weekly meetings with your contractor? Do you want to know what's going on with your job? We wanted all those things, and BC Renovations very clearly fit our needs and exceeded our expectations when it came down to the final product.
Now that you've had other people over, I mean, what's the feedback you get from any of your neighbors or people that have been to your house before and after?
I would say family and friends, just they love it. They like the craftsmanship, the cherry wood, all the materials. They've all complimented the materials that have been used and the look. Everyone loves it. We tried to pick materials that will last for a long time in terms of style, in terms of wear and tear, and the way it's been put together, I think it'll show that for a long time to come.